Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Call Waiting. It's me, Robin Shawl. Today is our revenge episode. I should have gotten the sound effect for that. Okay, so today is all about revenge. And boy, do I feel like anytime I can get revenge, here's the thing about my personality. I don't seek revenge. It's just that when karma comes around, I feel like the universe does it for me. So here is my revenge story on so many people. Okay. So being, I shared this a little on Instagram the other day, but being a female comedian is not an easy thing in the sense that it's a very male driven business. You're surrounded by a lot of men. It's a real boys club. And although for the most part, it's fine, you know, but there are times when you're just like, another hurdle because I'm a woman in this business surrounded by men. And I've had, you know, a bunch of little moments here and there that has been very frustrating, but there was this one time, it was the first time I was booked in Atlantic City. It was at this little tiny dinky comedy club. They were going to pay me $25 to do 10 minutes. Now, I live like 2 hours away, but I was excited to perform in Atlantic City, so I was willing to make the drive. And there was about six or seven of us comics on the show, and I was towards the end. And then the host, every time he brought up a comic, would say, "This next comic, you've seen him on MTV. This next comic, you've seen him on, you know, this, and, you know, Colbert or whatever." This is like 10 years ago. I was like maybe 2-3 years into comedy, maybe more. And then it was my turn. He goes, "This next comic, well, she has a vagina. We'll let her talk anyway." And then the audience does not clap for me to come up because of that intro. Like, they thought it was going to be some like shitty comic. And so I go up, and then like the first like 3 minutes, I was struggling to get them because of that intro. I had to prove I was funny. I mean, I eventually got them and it turned out fine, but I was like so upset that was the intro. And little things like that has happened, you know, throughout the years, but that one has stuck with me because I drove the 2 hours. I got paid $25 and I was just so insulted by the way he did that. Anyway, it's now 2024 and I am headlining at the concert venue at the Harrah's in Atlantic City. And I don't know that comic, like nothing came from him. You know, I don't even remember his name. I couldn't pick up the lineup, but I feel like I've gotten my revenge because this guy put me down in front of this room full of people for no reason. And now years later, I don't know where he is, but I get to do my own show in front of 1,300 people. Well, to you guys, because it's all you guys that show up at my shows. So I just feel like revenge is sweet. All right. With that said, let's get in security.
Hello.
How are you?
I am great.
Do you remember that? Because you came with me.
I remember walking into the place. I remember the guy... not even know who you are. And
guys, we walked into the comedy club and this host, he was also like the manager. Mm-hmm. We're like, "Hi." And he was like, "Hi." And we're like, "This is the comedy club." And he's like, "Yeah, we got great comics tonight. We have so-and-so, so-and-so, Robin Shawl, so-and-so." And security's like, "She's Robin Shawl." Like, he had no clue.
Oh my goodness. And I remember that intro and I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
Even I was insulted.
Yeah.
And I was like, one day we'll get our revenge. 2024, we will get our revenge.
We may have to wait 10 years, but one day we'll show him. Mm-hmm. But don't you feel like little things like that have happened throughout our whole career?
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Like people didn't believe in us and then we just... Oh, speaking of, so I was watching the Grammys, mm-hmm, and Billie Eilish and her brother won a Grammy. Don't you feel like we're the knockoff version of Billie and her brother? Like, they're always together. They win awards. Like, they're just such. And then, like, but they have, like, immense.
We're the discount version. Yeah,
they have, like, immense talent. Like, mm-hmm. And we're like, do-do-do-do-do. And like they just speak so highly of each other, and you and I just like
security screwed up everything.
But on that note, so last week you did your episode. First off, thank you. I was so sick and out of it that whole episode.
Do you remember doing it?
It's a fever dream, especially because we weren't together. You were in the Betches studio and I was home. And I was so out of it. And my head felt like it was like closing in. Like I felt like the walls of my brain were collapsing. So how I got through that, I don't know. So thank you.
My pleasure. That was fun.
At least one person enjoyed it. Okay. So then, but I do want to say we got a lot of messages.
I was nervous.
You were?
I was nervous.
You did so good.
But it's funny because even like when you do shows.
Yeah.
Like, I get nervous before, mainly because I'm going... Well,
people don't know. He does the tech for the shows. Like, he's in the sound booth.
Sometimes I don't know, like, is this computer going to work? Is this sound going to work? Is the lights going to work? I don't know. But it is very scary. Even like this, I was like, what if I mess up? But what actually calmed me down, when we did Town Hall, I think I mentioned this on podcast, was... right before you went, this is like actually before people were still coming into the theater.
Yeah.
I had to run out, I think, to get mom or dad. And I just heard someone say, and I apologize for using this bad word.
Yeah.
I just heard someone say, hey, security, don't fuck it up. And I know who it was. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. It's okay if I mess up.
Yeah.
We're all in on it.
Yeah. We're all laughing at you.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, you did, but you did really good. The comments were great. Everyone enjoyed it.
Good, I'm glad. Yeah,
or everyone either enjoyed it or had funny things to say.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm assuming if they said, it's the same thing with like, don't fuck it up. So overall, I honestly don't remember it. Like when I was listening to it, it was as if I was listening to it for the first time. Because
You weren't even there.
I was so sick. But
it was, thank you again for letting me.
You did good.
Thank you.
Good. We'll let you do it again in another 10 years.
Okay, all right, great.
Every 10 years we take a step in our career, okay? But no, you did great. And the tour is going to be great. You're going to do great in the sound booth. Speaking of the tour, guys, we are headed to Minneapolis, Kansas City, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Boston, and Atlantic City for the Robin Shaw Experience. I love doing this show. I call it the Robin Shaw Experience, not a stand-up show, because it is an experience. It is videos and music and laughter and comedy and games. And it's an experience and you have to go. I'm trying to change it up a little. So if you went to the last leg, there will be new material. So I can't wait to see you guys on the road. Now, revenge. Oh, that was pretty good. When I did it before, were you like, oh, I got it?
Yeah,
I got this. Billie Eilish, brother 2.0. So we're going to open up the lines. We're going to hear some revenge stories. Oh, wait. No, hold on. That's not what we're doing.
Good, because I don't have the computer system out. Thank you, man.
Oh, wait, so hold on. Okay, take two. So last week we thought we were going to do two episodes. We were going to do yours and then we're going to do the revenge episode. So because I was home, I had you guys, I opened up a email account and I asked you guys to email your revenge stories. But then I was feeling too sick that we didn't end up doing the second episode. So we have all the emails of people that wrote in their revenge stories. Oh, so you can't fuck up today.
Nope, I can't.
Your only job is the mwahahahaha.
And okay. This is my revenge.
This is your...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm going to read read a bunch of emails. Obviously, I can't read all of them, but there was a lot of good ones. Some of them, I mean, people push the limits when it comes to revenge. This is a no judgment zone. So if people do stuff that's a little illegal or questionable when it comes to morals, we're not judging you. I asked you guys to write in. Also, a lot of you signed your name. I'm going to not say people's names, though, because I don't want, you know, people to get in trouble. So, all right. Our first revenge story. Okay. Hi, Robin. Love your optimism. Am I optimistic?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I love your optimism and being a part of the kids. My revenge story. I had been with this guy for 3 years. He was a first year tax accountant. The last free weekend he had before our tax season really started, he asked if he could go away for the weekend. I said, sure, no biggie. We talked all weekend while he was gone, but the minute he came home, I knew something was wrong. After a long evening, he admitted he cheated on me and wanted to leave me. We had been living together for almost 3 years at this point. I was fucking devastated. Anyway, 2 weeks later, he agreed to move out. All his mail was still coming to the house. After a month and knowing his CPA exam was coming up, I texted him and let him know that all of his mail would be at the house on the porch and he could come by anytime. I left the bag full of his mail on the porch for 2 weeks, adding to it every time I got more mail of his. 2 days before his CPA exam was scheduled, and knowing his CPA test approval was in the mail, it was garbage day, so I threw it out. He came over the day before his test asking for his mail, and I told him it had all been recycled. He was unable to take his test. He left mad, and I left feeling not so mad. Ran into him 8 years later. The catering company I was working for was throwing his company a party, and I was doing big things for the company, and he was still stuck. Lots of love to you, Robin, and appreciate all your humor and good things. As a daughter and the sister of accountants, I understand. Well, do you know what? But dad and FBI would never, wait, CIA. Would never wait to the day before to get their CPA never. Approval.
Never.
No, they're both too, like, anal. They would never wait to last
no
minute.
No way they would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mom wouldn't let them. No, yeah,
yeah. We're all too anal to, like, wait to last minute. Mm-hmm. You're not a last minute person either, right?
No,
me
no,
neither.
I'm not.
Yeah, yeah. All right. That was a good revenge story. Okay. My boss was nearing retirement and became a miserable asshole. He would ream me in front of other coworkers for minor mistakes and constantly make fun of me. He was horrible with computers, so I bought a prank-used device that would mess with his keystrokes and do other things like type random letters and double-click on the wrong object's icons. You could change the frequency it happened and the severity of it. I had this device plugged into the back of his computer tower for almost 2 years. He would constantly call tech services to look at his computer, and they would never find anything wrong since I would unplug it before they would get there. I still don't feel bad about this. For all the times he made me cry, it serves him right.
I got to applaud that one.
Yeah, that's
I
creative.
I got to applaud that one. That was
that
great.
That is creative.
Yes, it was.
To get a device that messes up your computer and then keep unplugging it.
For 2 years.
Yeah. To mess with someone for 2 years, that is commitment. Applaud. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Good job.
Okay, but no one do that to me. Okay, next revenge story. Got dressed to go to a dance with my boyfriend, waiting for him to pick me up, and got a call that he was canceling because he was sick. And then I looked out the window and saw him walking into a store with another female holding each other. So I went outside and slashed two of his tires. Now he won't be going to the dance either. I know he didn't carry a spare tire. Hashtag revenge. Hope you feel better.
Oh.
I love, like, I'm leaving out a lot of people write, like, really sweet things to me and then say these horrible things they're doing.
But yeah.
What?
But if she knows she doesn't have a spare tire, she didn't need to do both of them. One would have been work.
See, you're thinking like a man. As a woman, no. We're going all in and destroying your life because we want you to pay for two tires.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not about the inconvenience of the tire. We want to hit you where it hurts.
The wallet.
Yeah. Also, what's wrong with this guy? She said, looked out the window and he went to a store across the street from her.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
He deserved it.
He deserved it. You know why we're good friends? Because even if you're slashing people's tires, we will tell you why you're okay. Yeah. And right. All right. Next revenge story. My friend from many years ago found out her husband was cheating. After all of the sleuth work, she found out the person's name and address. Side note, her husband actually had a baby with this woman while still married to my friend, who was also pregnant at the same time. So as revenge, my friend took all of those little cards from the magazines. This was back in 2004 to sign up for other magazines, figurines, plates, oil clubs, etc., and signed the mistress up for all of them. She must have sent 20 magazine subscriptions and tons of other shit they sold on those cards. The offers back then were, we'll always send you the items first and bill you later. The amount of things that must have showed up at the mistress's house.
Wow. But wait, but why did she do it to the mistress and not?
Well, because maybe the husband.
Oh, no, the husband probably lives in the house. Yeah, so,
Who the hell knows? But I mean, that's a good question. I always have mixed feelings on this. So, like, if a husband cheats, is it the husband's fault? Is it the mistress's fault? Should you be mad at both? Like, to me, especially if the mistress knows, it's both of them.
Correct.
I mean, ultimately, the husband's the one that cheated and lied. But I do feel like as a woman or a man, you know, you have a responsibility also to just other people not to engage.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. She was right for messing up the mistresses, right? I don't know. Robin and security. Love the podcast. I love the podcast and I just love you in general. I actually saw you both on the street in New York City a few weeks ago, but I felt weird waving because I was eating inside a restaurant while you walked by. Next time I'll run out and say hi. Wait, do you remember that once happened where we were walking by and someone ran out of the restaurant?
Yes. And even once when we were walking down the street in the car, someone just yelled out in the car.
Actually, walking to this podcast, yes. We got stopped twice today. Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, always say hi. Run out of the restaurant and say hi to us. We love it. Okay. My revenge story is short, but very satisfying for me. I grew up in a town in Pennsylvania without much diversity, and I was a bit of a misfit. Chubby, music nerd, big glasses, and first of my friends to go through puberty and get acne. For about 2 years of my life, I was bullied relentlessly by one of the boys. Every single day, he'd wait for me at recess and find something mean to say about me. Even as we got a little older into high school, he'd still mutter things under his breath as I walked by. When I graduated, I got as far away from my hometown as I could. I moved to New York. My skin got cleared. I lost a little weight. But most importantly, this city has taught me how to be myself, and I'm really proud of the woman I am today. But because my family still lives in that small town, I often go home to visit. About a year ago, I'd stopped for gas, and as I pulled up to pump one, I noticed there was a guy in front of me. It was my childhood bully. He leans out of the window and catcalls me. He threw out a looking good, sexy. I didn't look at him. I just stood there with my jaw dropped in disbelief and said, eat your heart out, douchebag. Best feeling of revenge I've ever had. So I've shared this story. I had a similar situation. Well, I was friends with this guy. And then in eighth grade, I asked him out because we were friends. And he was like, I don't date fat girls. And I was heartbroken. And then like a year later, he went to, what's that type of school for bad kids?
Like at juvie?
Not juvie. Like it's like a school for, like, remember at our high school, there was a school.
Yeah, they call that the alternate school. That's what they called it, the alternate.
Yeah, but no, but it wasn't that one. Like when, like for when.
For juvie, delinquents.
No, like, but it's like if you're going to army, like a boot camp, like for kids. Prep school? I don't know. Anyway, the kid was bad and got tripped off, okay? So anyway, fast forward years later, I graduated college, and this is what was in my health and fitness stage, right? Where I was like super fit and super healthy. And I ran into him at a bar, and he was like, wait, are you Robin Shaw? And I'm like, yeah. And then I said, all right. And I look at him and I was like, oh my God, you're blah, blah. Right. Cause I hadn't seen him since the eighth grade. Cause then he left and he was like, oh my God, you look amazing. And I said, thank you. He goes, it's my birthday. And I was like, oh my God, happy birthday. He's like, can I buy you a shot? I said, sure. So he buys me a shot and I asked him to buy my friend Carrie a shot too. And then Carrie's like, wait, Robin, isn't that blah, blah? Wasn't he so mean to you? Didn't he like say he doesn't date fat girls and that's why he wouldn't go out with you? And I'm like, Carrie, it's fine. It's fine. So then I kept having blah, blah by me and Carrie drinks all night long. And Carrie was getting annoyed. Carrie's like, this guy was an asshole. Why are you giving him any attention? I'm like, Carrie, stop. It's fine. It's fine. So he buys us each like five drinks throughout the night. And then me and him are on the dance floor and we're like grinding up on each other and we're getting like all close. And I know it's his birthday and he's like having time of his life. And then he goes, in for a kiss. No, he gets really close. He's like, you want to get out of here? And I was like, maybe. And he goes in for a kiss. And then I put my hand up right before he kisses me. And I go, if you don't like fat Robin, you don't get fit Robin. And then I walked up and I grabbed Carrie. And Carrie was so happy. She's like, I should have known you had a game plan. So long story short, if you have a bully, you know, in a few years, you'll feel confident and beautiful. And he will come back and want you. And then you could say, if you don't like fit Robin, you can't get... Wait, if you don't like fat Robin, you can't get fit Robin. Okay, our next revenge story. Hi, Robin. I hope this email finds you rested, holding you in healing thoughts. My revenge story takes place when I was about 11. I had a group of neighbor kids I would hang out with, and one of them had an older brother that would bully me by kicking soccer balls at my shins really, really hard. This went on for months. He was always launching softballs at me, and I'd go home with red, swollen, bruised legs. But my strategy with bullies was to never react and give them the satisfaction of knowing how much it hurt. So I just quietly took it and waited for the perfect opportunity to get revenge. One day, he kicked the ball at me and missed. So while his guard was down, I set the ball up and kicked it back hard, and it hit him right in... the balls. She has clap emojis in between each one. He fell to his knees and was so upset, started crying. That hurt him so bad that he was inside for the rest of the day. And he never kicked soccer balls at me again. To this day, I'm so proud of that little girl for standing by that strategy. Love you, Robin. Thanks for all you do. I like that one.
Very proud of her.
We had a, well, it wasn't our brother's friends. We had a bully. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
We won't say his name.
Nope.
But he was really your bully.
He was my bully. And it's funny because while you were reading all these,
yeah,
I was thinking about the last time I actually spoke to him.
Yeah.
And it was in high school and just him and I were going into the bathroom at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I remember he said something like being a jerk. And I said, I'm like, are you even graduating? And he goes, no. I'm like, you're not graduating? He goes, no. I'm like, why not? He goes, I can't pass anything. I'm like, well, you start studying. And he goes, yeah, maybe I should. And that was the last time I ever spoke to him.
You are so mommy's son. Like, mm-hmm. That's your comeback.
That's my comeback. What?
Start studying. She's bully. Actually ended up going to jail for stabbing someone.
Yes,
He got his revenge, but it wasn't done by you. He should have studied.
He
should have studied and not played with knives.
Yeah.
I remember when security was in fifth grade, I was in first grade. And that was the only time we were in school in the same, because mm-hmm. otherwise the school was too, yeah. And because I wore leg braces, they let me and security go on the bus first. So this way mm-hmm. I wouldn't get like, you know, because I walked slower. And so security would always walk me to the bus. And for some reason, you know, the bully was in trouble. So he was sitting in the hallway. So as me and security are walking to the bus, we passed him and he goes, nice shoes, like kind of like making fun of mm-hmm. me, right? And then the bus wasn't there. So we had to walk back. And so then he goes, nice shoes, like again. And then they're like, no, the bus is there. So we had to pass him again. And he's like, nice shoes. And then the bus wasn't there. So we passed this bully like four times guessing nice shoes, but that was his only insult.
That was it.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Except in my memory, yeah. Which just shows that In my memory, it was the other way around.
What?
We were standing there and he was going back and forth.
No, it was
us. Are you sure?
Yeah, no, actually, I'm not sure. It could have been that.
Yeah, okay.
But nice shoes and you should study more. That would be your bully. Yeah. Like, no one
study more.
Okay, here we go. My next revenge story is... school, my best friend decided to gang up on one of the girls in our friend group and exile her. So I decided to go exile myself and go be with that other girl. So those bitches then go on Facebook. This is when you could upload albums to Facebook. And they did a whole photo shoot of them burning pictures of us, like literally lighting clear photos of us and throwing them into a pit fire. Like, who thinks of this? So for revenge, I wrote a letter to the mother of my ex-best friend and told her all the stuff that was going on. I pretended to be a concerned mother who saw what was happening on Facebook. I totally ratted them out. I don't even think that's revenge. I think that's justice.
It's
if yeah. people are bullying, their moms should know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Yeah. We should have told your bully's mom. Okay, next. My best friend and I were asked to junior prom by these two guys, one who I was crushing on for a while. Weeks after, in our free period, my friend's date started sitting with me and chatting me up. A few days later, my date, who I'd been crushing on forever, messages through AIM my best friend and said he liked her and his friend liked me and they wanted to do a switcheroo. We lost it and went scratched earth on their asses and wrote a note and left it anonymously in their mailbox saying I was pregnant, though in fact I was a virgin and never even been kissed, just in hopes his mom would find out. So did you follow that? Guys, security was on his phone for that whole email. Were you listening or no?
It was someone got pregnant.
Oh my God. So I'll recap for you.
Yeah.
So her and her friend go out with these two guys.
It was a switcheroo.
Okay. So her and her friend go out on a date with these two guys. And then the friends wanted to do a switcheroo. They were upset. So they left a note saying they were pregnant in the guy's mailbox so his mom would find out, even though she was a virgin and never been kissed. Okay. Now here's the thing about this. Reason why we can't blame the men.
No, I can't.
You know why we can't.
I know why we can't.
Look, we support you.
Listen.
We said that we would never blame, like, anything, any revenge stories will take your side. But here's why we cannot blame the men for the switcheroo. Because back in the day, my grandfather and his best friend went on a date with two women. We'll call one. My grandfather went out with Betsy and his friend went out with Sue. Mid-date, they wanted to do a switcheroo because my grandfather liked Sue. And so what they decided to do was they would each be mean to their date so that each of them wanted to switch. They did switch. And then my grandfather and Sue got married, had three kids, one of them being my mom. And then my mom had three kids, her third one being me. And then I got this podcast.
So no one would be listening to this podcast if there wasn't a switcheroo.
But we understand that you were upset and you leaving a note in their mailbox that you're pregnant for his mom to find sounds totally reasonable. But we have to support the switcheroo.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we would not be here today.
Nope.
Okay. The next revenge story. Hi, Robin. I was dating a guy and was suspicious of his new work schedule. He lived in the apartment below me. So one evening I followed him and sure enough, he did not go to work. I was so upset. He drove a truck and he adored it. He was always washing it and the thing was pristine. He also loved oatmeal cream pies and I used to keep them in my apartment for him to snack on. So I took three boxes of oatmeal cream pies and while he was inside with the other girl, I went to work. I slid each pie apart and stuck them all over his truck, windows, sides, everywhere. It looked like a giant cow. By morning, the icing had dried, and not only did it look awful, it took him forever to get them off. He was so frustrated, and I have never felt more satisfied. Thank you for making us laugh. That was good.
That's great.
You know why I like this revenge story? No one was fully harmed.
No. No, and the guy got what he deserved. Yeah. Like, enough damage.
Yeah.
Like it didn't destroy the car.
But it made it an inconvenience. You cheated, you get a little inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe we feel like this is not that bad because we don't have cars.
That is true, yeah.
Okay. All right, next one. So I found out my fiance was having an affair. So one night when he went out, I went into his bathroom. I found the cologne he always wears when he went out, and I peed in the bottle. Wait, I need the wah-wah-wah. Oh, security. That one's bad. That one's bad. But you know what?
Man.
I actually support that one. That's the same as the cream pie. No?
No.
What are you talking? Both are cheating. Both are getting a little bit... What?
That's...
What, peeing in their cologne bottle?
Yeah.
I don't know if a guy cheats on me... He should stop wearing his cologne because I don't think that's that bad. What, you think that's really, you think that one?
I think that's worse.
Then, what else? Wait, if I, slashing the tires, cream pieing the car, or peeing in the, what's the worst out of the three?
The worst is the tires.
Yeah, agreed.
Because that, you're hitting them financially also.
Yeah.
The car could just take time.
Yeah.
And it's funny, actually, the...
So the P is the middle.
The P is the middle, yeah.
I like the P the best. Okay. All right, my next revenge story. Okay.
Mine's better.
I agree. Okay, this wasn't me, but it was my best friend, and the story always makes me smile. She caught her long-term boyfriend cheating. She was heartbroken. They were living together. He was a shoe collector, so she took one shoe from all of his pair of shoes and all the remote controls and threw them in the dumpster. That's good. That's good. Because that's financially and an inconvenience.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine if you just have all left sneakers?
Oh, my God.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's...
If I cheat on you, take my left sneakers, because that's the one where I put the orthotics in, and then I'll have to pay more money. Okay, our final revenge story. My husband of 16 years one morning surprised me with divorce papers. I was surprised. My ex did really good in life, and he kept saying I was going to be in the poorhouse. I will be nothing. No one would want me. Used up with two kids. I won't have anything. He said he would drag this divorce out until I spend all my money on lawyers. Which he did. It took over 2 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was long and nasty. And he was having an affair with my best friend and moved her into the house during the divorce, which the local judge stated I also had to stay in. I didn't want anything, just refused to give him custody of our kids since he had 4 DUIs and 2 trips to rehab. When I found out he just didn't want to pay child support, I signed over those rights and walked away with the kids. I knew I didn't need anything from him, even if it was half of mine. I also knew as a nurse, I would be able to provide for them and we would have all we needed. I worked tons of overtime to be able to get a house for us, and we did it. Robin, we did it, and we were happy. Fast forward, I met and married the nicest man, whom is a multimillionaire. For a wedding gift, he bought me a beautiful house on 20 acres in Santa Barbara, California. We retired at the age of 45, and now I travel all over the place, renting villas, private mega yachts to travel to islands. I am happy and I am healthy. My ex is unhealthy, many different health issues, and he's alone and miserable.
I'm just happy with that one.
That one, I tell you, I saved that one for last because, okay, so guys, here's the thing. When I said let's do revenge, I was reading these, and a lot of these, you know, I love the pee in the cologne bottle. I love slashing the tires. I love it all. But I think the best revenge, and going back to what I started with, how, you know, I get to now do my own show at Atlantic City, I truly believe the best revenge in life is your happiness and your success. So if anyone's upsetting you currently, don't worry about them. I mean, pee in their cologne bottle if you want. Who am I to stop you? But the best revenge is for you to focus on yourself, be happy, be successful and don't even look back, because there's nothing that hurts people more than you not giving a shit about them. So my best advice for revenge moving forward is be happy and pee in their cologne bottle. All right, so security.
Yes.
Even though I feel we had our full of end segments, I figured let's do our end segment today.
All right, so on this, the theme of revenge, what I have are little couplet poems that focus on a character from movies or TV shows that deal with revenge. And you have to tell me, like, who am I?
These are plots of movies?
No. These are characters from TV shows or movies that deal with revenge. And it's a little poem, and you have to tell me who am I.
Okay.
All right. So let's go easy. You ready? Mm-hmm. In a magical world, my name is Dread, a dark wizard risen with revenge widespread. Horcruxes bind me, my soul torn and cold. Who am I in this tale of vengeance bold?
I have no clue what you just said.
Really?
I am so lost. I'm so lost.
Okay, that was Voldemort from Harry Potter.
Wait, read it again now that I know.
Okay, in a magical world, my name is Dread, a dark wizard risen with revenge widespread. He came back and he went after.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay, the next one. All right. Okay. This one you really should know.
Okay.
I am the one who knocks, a teacher turned dread, chemistry to chaos, revenge in my head, my blue empire risen, a kingpin so sly. Who am I in this thrilling revenge high?
Literally no clue.
Oh my goodness. I worked literally hours writing these. Yes.
I mean, they're beautifully written.
Oh my goodness.
But I have no clue. None of this is making sense.
I am the one who knocks. That's from, I know you watched the TV show.
I'm the one who knocks.
I am the one who knocks. A blue empire.
Is someone who's blue?
No.
A Smurf?
No.
Give me another clue in your little riddle.
But the blue empire, a kingpin so sly, a teacher. He was a teacher.
Blue.
Who turned like bad. Yeah. That's one of the words.
Bad teacher. Bad Santa.
Oh my goodness.
What was it?
Breaking Bad. Walter White.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
All right.
Please get this one. Okay.
Why are you turning red?
Because I spent so much time writing me.
I mean, they're beautifully written.
Okay,
go.
A farm boy turned hero with love so true, betrayed and presumed dead, my vengeance grew. With a masked disguise, my skills unfold. Who am I seeking revenge, bold and cold?
No clue. I have no clue. I guarantee everyone who's listening has no clue either.
There are people definitely yelling right now.
No, I think people are like, oh, wow, these are beautiful poems.
No, they're yelling out, that's Wesley from Princess Bride.
Read a clue from that
again. A farm boy turned hero. He was a farm. Okay.
Okay.
What was it? Betrayed and presumed dead.
Okay, next.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Right, you have two more, so pick two easy ones.
Okay. The first line should give it away.
Okay.
Okay. From red light, green light to a deadly childhood chase, betrayed by fate, seeking a different pace. With marbles and masks, his tale unfolds. In season two, he will seek revenge so bold.
I have no... What? This is impossible.
Oh, my God.
This is impossible. I'm sorry.
Our sound engineer has to
appear. Do you know that one?
That one's the first one I don't know.
That's the Wait, but you knew the others?
Yeah, see?
I have no clue.
From red light, green light. Red light, green light.
Taxi?
Oh, my goodness. You watched the reality show version of this.
Traitors?
No.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, my goodness.
Bachelor.
No.
Big Brother.
You yelled
the
at
challenge.
Me to win. No. Why? And you're naming all the reality
shows. Why are you turning red? No. Oh, my God. Your face is going to...
Say, he got it.
Squid Games.
Yes.
Oh, red light, green light.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, next one. This game's too fun. I'm scared your vein in your forehead's going to pop. Calm down.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Whew. Okay, if you can't get this one, I'm leaving.
Okay, thank you.
A pirate's life betrayed and marooned, seeking revenge by ship festooned. With a compass that points my tale to unfold, who am I in this high seas revenge gold?
Peter Pan.
Oh, my goodness. That's it. We're done.
Well, you said a pirate.
Yes. Peter Pan's not a pirate.
Yeah, but that's
Captain Hook is.
Yeah, but that's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Same movie.
Yeah, book? But no, all. But yeah. No, it's not. Okay, but okay. It's not Peter Pan.
But something else with a pirate.
Yes.
Oh, what's his name?
Yes.
That guy.
Yes.
He's a good looking guy.
Yes.
I had such a crush on him back in the day.
Yes.
Who Johnny Depp.
Who is?
Oh, a pirate. I was just about to say to him, I have a question. I wonder if he's single, forgetting that he just went through that whole trial.
Okay. Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, this was a
Pirates
great,
of the Caribbean.
This was a great game.
Oh, man.
I have to say, the poems were beautiful.
Thank you.
No clue what anything was about. But thank you for this beautiful game. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening and writing in. I mean, there was so many emails. I read like almost all of them. And you guys sure love a good revenge on people. But I will repeat myself. Best revenge is just be happy. All right. I love you guys. And I will see you next. Oh, we have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.